You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I am just scalded my throat because I went out and poured some fresh coffee in my mug and... I wasn't expecting that.
I got some of your hazelnut too, brother.
There you go.
Oh, thank you very much. It's fresh. It was not a day old like last week.
We are full service around here. We do the radio. We make the coffee. We make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
He hosts the show and he makes coffee. Amazing.
Somebody's got to do it. Thank you. Somebody's got to do it. I've even been known to take the trash out around here on occasion.
You need to do what needs to be done. That's all it
Somebody,
takes.
It's not going to do itself.
It ain't going to walk itself out.
Thank you.
That's
thank
right.
You. Those dishes are not going to clean themselves. That's the truth. Hey, welcome back. We got lots going on here. I mentioned earlier we're gonna talk a little bit about the fact that some employers, it's expected before the end of this year, like one in four will have dropped their requirement for a degree. Now, is that because they're hurting in the workforce? Is it because they just don't have enough candidates? I don't know what's going on with that, but we're going to talk that over a little bit with Brandy Shade coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We've got another version of Buck Don't Give a Bleep coming up here shortly as well. And next hour, Charlie Gasparino is going to be in because he is, of course, with the Fox Business. And when I saw that stock market going absolutely crazy on Friday at the hint that interest rates may drop, I thought, well, we got to get somebody on here Monday morning that can address that. So we booked Charlie Gasparino. I'm sure you recognize that name. We'll get Charlie in here at about 8:08. So be sure and stick around for that. We got a lot of things to get to for you this morning, not the least of which is you better be out there enjoying this weather while it lasts. I'm looking at the long-range forecast, and it looks like it's going to last for a little while, but you know we're not out of the woods yet. You know Hell's front porch is coming back here at some point. I don't know when.
What do they call it when it gets hot again in September? Like the dog
Third
days?
Summer or
yeah,
something.
The dog days know. Of summer. Yeah, the dog days of summer will definitely probably hit
it's,
us still.
It's coming back. At least it used to. Seems like it used to whenever we were out there practicing football. We never got weather like this.
No.
When I was doing two-a-days football all those years ago.
Yeah.
And you were dying.
And you know the scorching hot Labor Day weekends where your first weekend football games were always that weekend and you would just be like, seriously, we're going to play a game in 92 degree heat. But this weekend, 80.
Give me 80. Some more of that global cooling. Yeah. Our property values are going to start shooting up here very shortly. All right, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Nope. I'm not quite sure what's going on here. I did not have my computer turned up. And Ethan's looking at me like, what is wrong with
Where
you?
Where is it?
Those cities have declining crime rates, and all of them have black mayors. There's a racial element that he's race dog whistling here.
Yeah, it must be racism if you're against crime.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out now. Al Sharpton is Mr. Race. Everything's about race to Al Sharpton. But if you want to crack down on crime in a black area, you must be racist.
You know what I'm sick of?
Manufactured BS?
Yeah, manufactured BS, but I am so sick of the outrage of these snowflakes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Jonathan Capehart is mad if you're mad about Cracker Barrel. He thinks it's manufactured outrage and not just being angry with a woke CEO. This is their answer.
And how many times do they have to prove you go woke, yeah. you go broke? I mean, they don't learn. So outrage, whatever. I just think it's hysterical that they keep losing share points. And a couple hundred million is all they lost.
With
so far.
You 100% on that.
Yeah.
When you listen to the tapes, you get the sense that Ghislaine Maxwell went into that room knowing what information she had to deliver to get their attention and to get their approval and to get some sort of benefit that she is pursuing from the administration.
I hope that man is banking all of the money he's making over at MSNBC. Andy McCabe, why is he not behind bars? I don't know. Maybe that's coming soon because I don't think he was on the get out of jail free list under the Biden administration.
Didn't get a pardon.
Missouri judge is weighing whether to pause a scholarship program that a state teachers union says is unconstitutional.
The Missouri National Educators Association is suing the state over a program using public money for private school vouchers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how about that? It didn't take long for the NEA to go to court to try to stop a program that allows you to get to take a voucher to a private school.
Yeah, to have freedom of choice in your education.
But it's not direct taxpayer money. The point is, we haven't gotten there yet. We should, in my opinion. The state of Missouri, like the state of Arkansas, they've done it down there. They didn't seem to have a problem getting it done down there in a few other states.
Indiana's crushing it.
And yet in the state of Missouri, you have to like apologize for wanting to give your children options. This is what happened here. So the Missouri scholarship program may have to be paused even though the school year has already started and money has been handed out in terms of tuition monies for people. $51 million is what was in the budget to go toward this plan. The governor, the attorney general, the treasurer are all named in the lawsuit. They're asking the judge to pause the scholarship program while the legal battle plays out. The problem is the scholarships have already been given out. If the judge pauses it, it would put 4,000 students in limbo, and the school year's already started now for just about everybody. The Cole County judge said he'll make a decision Friday based on arguments that he heard last week.
Now, is this private money or public grant money? The story didn't really indicate where the funds come from for these grants.
Yeah, I need to double check on that as well. It is money that was set aside, and I believe you could take a tax credit for donating to this fund, and then the money could be used. And maybe we need to get our friend Gene Evans on here to explain this better because she fights for.
Yeah, it's a tax credit program where it's private money donated. In exchange, they get a 50% tax credit from the state.
Correct.
For that money. So you make a $5,000 contribution, you get a $2,500 credit, and it's got significant money, over $51 million in it. And they should be able to give that to any student. And that they're not picking the schools. The students are picking the schools, correct?
Well, they are. And,
I don't get that.
I think there should be direct vouchers myself. If I paid $9,000 in property tax and X amount of dollars of that's going to the school district, I should be able to take a voucher worth whatever that cost was that was going to the district if my kid's not going there anymore, and I should be able to send it across town to whatever school I want my kid to go to. It's my money. Liberals, leftists hate that. They claim it's going to hurt public education. What it's going to do is drive competition.
Absolutely.
And if you make your product better, you won't have to worry about people fleeing your school district. And, of course, the NEA can't have that because they're just a teachers union trying to protect their fiefdom. So they're now suing to stop that. Dan, my point always is these are the people that talk about economic inequity. The people that are complaining about this the loudest, that's their mantra. The people impacted the most by this are the ones trapped in failing districts who don't have the option of sending their kid to a different school. Their kids are the ones that suffer here. And they're reelecting these politicians that are fighting against their best interest.
And it may not even be the failure of the school district, but maybe the ideology of the school district, that you don't want your kids exposed to maybe transgender, you know, story hour, and you elect to go to a Christian school in exchange, and you should be able to spend your scholarship money that you're eligible for and have earned any way you want. And for whatever reason, I don't care what their reason is, whether it's a bad school district or just a woke school district, if I want to go to a private school, why shouldn't I be able to take that voucher a grant and go to any school I want?
You should. And Gene Evans just sent this over to me. The suit is over money appropriated by the legislature for scholarships. The judge has not ruled on this yet. So the ruling could come this week. I think they promised a ruling by Friday to try to... to figure this out. Maybe we get Jean on here later this week to talk about this if she's available. And
I think the unique difference here is going to be whether a tax credit is the same as tax money, because they've given a tax credit to these donors, but it's private money. This grant fund.
I think a lot of it is.
It's going to be whether they consider that to be public money or private money, because nobody could tell a private grant program where to spend their money or where it could go.
They shouldn't be able to. I just wish it seems so easy just to give direct vouchers. The whole separation church and state argument is silly.
It is.
It's just silly season to even bring that up. All right, coming up, we're going to tell you more about the unforgettable ride that is coming up in just about a week and a half. So stay tuned for that. We'll tell you how you can take part in that, and hopefully this weather holds out for them for sure. Bottom of the hour, why are more and more employers deciding that they're eliminating the requirement that you have a college degree in order to be employed? Who are they? Why are they doing this? We're going to talk that over with Brandy Shade around 7:35. We'll be right back.
Mark Cox is St. Louis conservative.
All right, so welcome back. Hopefully you had a chance to get out and enjoy this fantastic weather. And, you know, I was joking earlier about meteorologist Dan Buck down here who told me this is supposed to last for a while, right?
Like 8 days,
wow.
10 days. Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's hope it lasts till September 6th. That would be very nice, because that is the next unforgettable ride that's taking place to benefit Alzheimer's. And we got Brad Locke and Jeff Ballou in the studio with us again this morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Fabulous. Thanks for having us.
We got Jeff in here despite tire problems this morning. I'm glad to hear that.
Made it downtown.
That's good.
Thanks for having us every
That's
year.
Good. Oh, yeah. Glad to have you guys in every year. This is just such a great event. So Brad, tell me a little bit about how this all started, because you guys have been doing this for a long time now.
Yeah, it's been years now. Yeah, we started this years ago. A friend of mine, Mary Williams, she's the walk manager at the St. Charles County Walk End Alzheimer's. And She knew I rode motorcycles, and I mentioned making a ride for this, and she put me together with another guy that started thinking about it, and he's since done other things, and I kind of took it and rode with it, so
yeah.
to speak, and,
yeah.
and it's morphed into this eight or nine years later, and here we are.
So coming up on September 6th, kind of give us a rundown of how the day goes, Jeff.
So it's a fabulous day. We start off in the morning and all ride out together. We have four stops on the ride, primarily in St. Charles and Lincoln County. Gives us a great room to run. The best part of the day, Mark, is the after party. The after party has, we have food, we have drink, we have dancing, we have raffle baskets. If you can come for the whole day, it's a blast. You don't have to ride a motorcycle, though the cool guys like Brad do, and I try to occasionally. If you're a Jeep driver, if you're a car driver, convertible, Yugo, we don't care. And also, if you have a connection to Alzheimer's, if it hits your family, this is all the more reason to come out for this event. Every dollar profit raised goes to the Alzheimer's Association, so we can just crush this terrible disease.
Yeah.
You know, as a guy who's been in fundraising a long time, it takes a lot of work, takes an army. Mm-hmm. How many volunteers, and then how many folks do you actually expect to participate?
Well, we have a core group of volunteers. It's actually pretty small. It's me. It's Scott and Tracy Henderson, and Jeff Ballou here, and Mary Williams, which is a walk manager at St. Charles County. That's kind of our core volunteer group.
That's
and
awesome.
Without any one of them, it really wouldn't exist. I kind of do a smaller and smaller role every year, and these guys just they're the driving force.
Many will participate and show up, and whether they're in a Jeep or whether they're on a motorcycle, how many folks participate?
You
all
know,
day?
A couple of years ago, we got totally rained out. About 70 people showed up,
even in the rain.
Yeah, and we usually have at least twice that on any given event day.
Right,
and between the stops and everything, it only takes about a dozen of us really to pull this off.
Awesome. So, and then the actual ride itself, though, good weather, the numbers should be much higher, hopefully.
Should be about 150 riders.
Awesome.
Or participants in the actual ride. But then we have the barbecuers. We have Vets Rolling Smoke and barbecue guys show up. And these guys, they're an awesome group. Some of these guys work on some national championship barbecue teams like Heath Riles. These guys, you're going to have some good food if you come out to this event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where is the after party?
The after party, the beginning and end is at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Flint Hill on Groth Road. It's right at Highway P and 61.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not far out. If you're in St. Charles County, it's easy to get to.
Yeah,
sure.
It's
just north of 70 there, right?
Yeah. It's just about 10 minutes north. It's still in St. Charles County.
Awesome.
Well, good. So September 6th, do people need to register in advance? Can they show up
nope.
the day of?
Show up the day of. Nobody ever registers in advance. They want to see the weather, and you know, it is what it is, you know. But
yeah,
my daughters, Sarah and Jessica, they run the registration table, and my son-in-law, Quinn, and they all run that registration table. They crack the whip. They're awesome at it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They're awesome. Without them, I don't know what I'd do at registration. They're the best.
We've had some great sponsors as well, but if it's not too late to help, if you are passionate about this, but you can't make the event, there's always a raffle basket you can put together, mm-hmm. which you put your brand on it, and we'd love to have all the help we can get. More than anything, come out and enjoy the ride, support the fight against Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so again, the unforgettable ride to benefit Alzheimer's coming up on September 6th. Now, Jeff and I have known each other for a long time. I'm assuming you're not riding this week because I'm looking at your right hand and you're still in a cast.
I will be one of the four wheelers this year, so yeah, I'm going to be in my wife's convertible, and okay. So I'll be there every minute of it. I'm not missing the ride. I didn't miss it last year. I wouldn't miss it going forward. It's going to be such a good time. Come out and see us, dude. You'll love this.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
And if the weather holds up, like this weekend's going to be. I wish it was this weekend, but it's going to be the 6th. So you got a couple weeks here to. Hopefully we're not going to get a heat wave or worse rain, right? Rain is the worst.
I guarantee you that we'll have some type of weather. Yeah, I can guarantee you that for sure. I think it's going to be great weather. Yeah, it's going to be great, I think.
There's a future for you in meteorology.
Thanks so much.
And the branding people would love that. Well, Brad Locke and Jeff Ballou, listen, love having you guys in. Thanks for all your hard work on this, and thanks for the T-shirt you brought us. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, 97.1. Appreciate you guys very much.
Of course. I would say probably the best way to find out more details just Google the Unforgettable Ride for Alzheimer's, and their Facebook page is the first thing that popped up here to give you more details on where to meet up on the 6th if you want to take part. Hope you get a good turnout. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
You bet. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Brandi Shade. She's a hiring expert. She's going to talk to us a little bit more about why some companies apparently are going to eliminate degree requirements this year. And, of course, we're going to get to Tom Ackerman next hour, talk a little bit of maybe Mizzou football and find out about how the Cardinals season is very likely to end. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. You know, we were just talking about this the other day, and that is how the need to direct more of our children into technical schools, Dan. And I think we're going to see a push for that under the current Department of Education and a few others because, for example, I saw the president joke that some of the money he was taking away from Harvard and Columbia when they pay him $400 million or whatever it is, he might just redirect that to technical scholarships to technical schools around the country.
And why wouldn't you?
I mean, the
salaries now that are being paid in some of these trades is better than most blue-collar jobs in many cases, so especially for somebody coming right out of college who don't get the six-figure jobs. You literally can go into an apprenticeship, whether it be pipe fitters, carpenters, welders, plumbers, I mean, and be making 80 to 100 grand within 3-4 years of turning 18.
Yeah, I've used that example myself before. A friend of mine, my son's from high school, didn't go to college, went to the technical school, learned to weld, and before long he was traveling the country as a pipe welder making six figures. Now, it was a lot of travel, but yeah. He was working hard. He was making money. You can do it, and it's a matter of priorities is what it is for the government and us teaching people how important this is. We got Brandi Shade with us right now, who is a hiring expert and consultant in a lot of these issues. And Brandi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. It's good to be here. I'm great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So the headline here caught my attention that this year it's expected that one in four employers will eliminate a degree requirement. Is it because of a shrinking job force? I mean, what's the issue here?
My opinion is that it's trying to attract the younger talent to the organizations. I still think that even though the degree requirement would be removed, they're still going to be looking at students with degrees because the degree is really going to show the employer that, you know, a student is committed to their career, that they can put the time in, that they can get through the exams. And, that's an indication to an employer that the student is high performing. So I think they will still be looking at it, even if they remove the actual requirement for the degree.
And of the degrees or the businesses that you see being in that 1/4, 25%, what kind of businesses are we thinking would reduce that requirement? Are we talking blue collar, white collar?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I think that you know, for example, cybersecurity let that requirement go a long time ago because they have a whole nother path of cybersecurity certification exams that you need to take in order to be qualified to work through the cybersecurity, you know, to work on a cybersecurity team in a company. So it really just depends if certain career paths are going to, you know, have some other way of determining whether a student is qualified to work in that position, just like you would as a surgeon, right? You don't want a surgeon working on you that hasn't been through surgery school.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a great question of, you know, what types of companies or careers would, you know, not require a degree in order to come do the work.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. We're in a weird business. I am in broadcasting. I got out of college, had my 4-year degree, right, in Bachelor of Science, and I'm ready to go work as a journalist. Well, you send out a resume tape with your work on it, on camera. I've never, ever, ever in my 35-year career in media had an employer ask me for my resume or want to see my college diploma, ever.
But were they thinking that you had one? Was that
well? Yeah, I mean, they probably knew that I had it on my resume, but nobody ever asked me GPA or any of that stuff, which is probably a good thing. I'm just kidding.
Exactly, but what I do know is that, you know, these systems that we have today, if you put your resume into an ATS system, which is the system that is going to have filters, your resume is not even going to get through that gate if that filter is set up such that you have to have a minimum, you know, degree requirement, whether that's an undergrad or a master's degree.
Sure.
So you may not even, you know, be able to be seen at all without the degree unless these requirements are reduced.
I think companies could get a huge leg up on younger talent if they went after that 18-year-old, 19-year-old, right out of high school student. Because let's face it, on-the-job training is in 90% of careers is the absolute best training. In other words, starting their own professional training versus the 4-year degree, they could kind of jump the market, if you will, and go after that younger talent and say, hey, just come here. We'll give you the skills you need to become this, whether it be, you know, in financial matters, whether it be in some medical areas. You know, the student debt is real, right? It's crushing kids today. And it's like that. If I'm 18 years old, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I can avoid the student debt and go into this program that would get me a 1.5-2 year on the job training program. And now I can go straight to work at 20 or 21 years old.
Yeah, basically, you're shifting the cost of that education to the employer is what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Yes,
because the employers are going, look, you have the education, you're ready to go, and we can determine whether you're going to be a high performer here and, you know, bring you onto the company and train you specifically for what we need you to do so that you're, you know, worth our time to train. That's a way that they know that this person is going to be worth the cost of training. But now they may have to shift into these higher cost programs where they're saying, look, we've got to bring some students in, but we may have to be bringing some through the gates to work for the company. We may have to be filtering some out because the universities aren't doing it for us anymore because of how expensive they are and how the that cost is on the student and the parent to provide.
It's a great point. Brandi Shade is our guest. She's a hiring expert. We were having a conversation as we were getting you on the phone there. I don't know if you got to hear any of it or not, but it was about the new emphasis on technical degrees and technical education in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's clearly a market for it out there, but it's still not the primary. I don't know if kids are getting that advice from their school counselors or not.
Yeah, and, you know, I think what we need to do as parents and counselors and, you know, authorities in these children's lives is really help draw out of them what they want to do and what would make them happy and where they're going to feel most successful and how they want to contribute. I work with a lot of students and they know, they're just afraid to say it a lot of the time. So if we open that conversation up, they're going to tell us where they really want to play. And if we do that, then we can go, okay, let's look at a highly successful person in this arena and let's see everything they did. Let's see if they got a degree. Let's see if they got certifications. Let's see if they got experience. Let's see who they went and worked for. And if we do that, then we can help the child be most successful with where they would like to contribute to the community.
It's a great, great advice there. Brandi, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Brandi Shade there with some interesting thoughts on this. And I think you're right, Dan. I mean, for a lot of industries, that might be the thing. Like, to her point, if it's very specific, like the legal field or medical, it might not apply. But there are lots of others where they could take you in and teach you the ropes, and you're not $100,000 in debt at the end of it.
And don't you think there's got to be a breakdown of some of the social norms, the societal standards we've created around college that,
oh, sure,
you know, we just kind of indoctrinate these kids that you're not going to be successful if you don't go out there and get a degree. I think that's broken. I think that's not what we should be telling kids. I think there are some fields, as you mentioned, that need a college degree, but there's a whole world of opportunities out there that just need specialized training, and you need to go get that training in order to have a really, really successful life without being crushed by student debt for 20 years. And I just wish we could find a way in schools to give these kids a taste of more of these professional trades that could, you know, I think the union should be investing way more money into some of these urban schools and more of these areas and giving these kids a taste of what that trade school could be like.
True.
And incentivize them to come in, because I just think we're missing a whole generation of kids and workforce that unfortunately are being told they got to go to college in order to be successful.
You need to have the motivation you need to have in mind what you want to do. Like for me, my motivation coming out of high school was Animal House. I'm like, if Flounder can do it, I can do it. Dude, I'm going.
And I think that also starts with families, right? And parents who are willing to pay for a 4-year party.
Are you willing to pay for a four-year party?
And a lot of parents do. Parents go in debt. They take seconds out on their mortgages to put their kids into something to get a social education degree to make $38,000 a year?
Yep.
I mean, is that worth it? I mean, seriously. There's a lot of awareness that has to happen. I say if you want to go to college, make the kids pay for it themselves or as much as you can. Because if the burden's on the kid, chances are they might consider a trade
school. A little more skin in the game.
Yeah, might consider a little more outcome-driven result in their education versus a 4-year party at a big 4-year school.
Lots of lessons that still need to be taught.
Right.
That's for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to turn it over to Dan. He's going to steer this next segment with Buck Don't Give a Bleep. In just a minute, we're going to be right back.
Buck Don't. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today. Give a
That's right. We make no apologies. We know this segment will trigger some liberals, and we're not sorry. It's a new segment that we've started that gives mainstream media platform, this radio station, to conservative voices that are out there on social media that I promise you the rest of the mainstream media is selectively ignoring. And I decided that on Mondays, we're going to do Minority Mondays, where we give a platform to the millions and millions of minorities who are beginning to see the light. And I'm talking about Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans that the Dems have thought they've owned for about the past 50 years, you know, when they started pumping out all the welfare and destroying the schools and demonizing the family and having government replace the role of the church and fathers don't need to be in the household. I mean, that's when they started taking over these minority communities. But folks, I'm telling you, millions and millions are waking up and seeing that the woke liberal agenda isn't for them and isn't for their community. First up is a clip that we have from an awesome guy. If you want to follow somebody who shows minority voices in full throttle every day, go to Tony Times 2. It's an X account. Tony X2, T-W-O. He features daily proud Americans who are predominantly minorities, who are calling out the lies of the left. They celebrate the Trump administration. And here's another man. This guy's walking the streets while he's talking at nighttime in D.C. He's a D.C. Resident, and he's praising Trump, increasing all the law enforcement and bringing the National Guard to the nation's capital. Here's his point of view.
So what Donald Trump proved that it's possible to end black-on-black crime. He proved that, right? In D.C., his troops, no murders for the entire weekend. That is insane. And to think that the left would protest against that, to think that the left would say, oh my God, it is a bad thing that black people are now stopped killing each other. And the reason why that is a bad thing for them is because that is a core of liberalism, right? That is part of what makes them victims. So if you take away each sort of victim mentality peg or pillar, that's one less person that's going to have a victim mentality. So that's one less person that'll be a leftist, that'll be a woke libtard, right? So they are freaking out. But what's crazy is the fact that he could actually fix that, and with police. Who would have thought? That's why I always say every hood should have one prison in it.
Every hood should have at least one prison. This guy gets it. He's like, law enforcement matters to our communities. It keeps us safe and keeps black men from dying. 82% of all murders in the past 3 years in D.C. have been black on black crimes.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, come on, people. If you really want to help the African-American community, stop us from killing each other. And that's what Trump has done, at least in the past week. We don't know what the long-term results are going to be here, but this guy gets it. He's walking down the streets of D.C. in the middle of the night, which most people would not be doing. He is celebrating this, and I think a whole lot of people out there, Mark, are waking up. I really do.
I do. I love the fact that he's walking down the street. He's not afraid of those cicadas that are all around him. You can hear them chirping in the background. He's oblivious to all that. He's like, listen, this is insane. There were no murders here this week.
Yeah.
So as I said the other day, we have if you consider yourself somebody who's opposed to what Donald Trump's doing in D.C.,
Number one, I've got a new name for you. You're not a Democrat. You're a crimocrat because you embrace crime. Now, I don't have the number here in front of me, Dan. I know it's available, and I'll figure out how to get it here before this show is over. I promise you that. There have been 80. Here it is. I've got it right here. There have been 87 people murdered in St. Louis so far this year. Mm-hmm. 87 people have been murdered. And I will almost guarantee you. I'm trying to look here. Hang on. I'm getting down to the numbers here because they break this down by race. The vast majority of them were black.
Yeah.
In the city of St. Louis. So if you're opposed to fewer murders, are you in favor of more black people dying? Every politician should be asked that question. And they would say, well, that's a stupid question. Of course we don't want more people dying. Well, I'm sorry. I've got the number now. Of the 87 people killed, it looks to me like here in the city of St. Louis, 65, according to this.
Wow.
If I'm reading this correctly, victims and suspects.
Nearly 80%.
Yeah.
Right. And that's similar of what they have in D.C. 82% of their murders in the past year, actually in the past 3 years, which is a good sampling since they have almost 200 murders a year in D.C. But man, to go a whole week in D.C. without a murder. And really violent crimes down across the board, whether it's carjackings, robberies, aggravated assaults, all way, way down in 1 week by just showing more presence and letting people know, too. Apparently, they executed over 400 warrants. There were outstanding warrants they were able to execute in D.C. in that 1 week. That's crazy. And they took over 100 illegals off the streets. So the people who perpetrate a vast majority of the crimes are in jail right now. The question is, will they successfully get prosecuted and stay off the streets? That's a big question.
It's a good question. And I wish I knew what to say about that. I don't.
Yeah.
But you can look at the breakdown. I mean, just Google St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. You can look at the breakdown. 13 of the victims were female, 75 of the victims were male, 67% of the suspects were black.
And you said...
67.
Yeah, and you said that in St. Louis, that's a number that has come down, but...
A little.
But what's a good number?
What's a good murder number?
Right? What are you wanting to tolerate? Are you okay with, by the end of the year, there's 150 people murdered? I'm not.
No, you shouldn't.
Right?
You
shouldn't. And hopefully...
Neither should Kara Spencer.
Yeah, Kara's going to hopefully invite them in.
Hey, Charlie Gasparino coming up from Fox Business. We'll talk more about interest rates dropping, hopefully soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.